I'm David Ford. The Lee Boys are one of America's finest sacred steel gospel ensembles, and they're coming to the Blue Ridge Music Center this week. The Lee Brothers' energetic sound is infused with jazz, rock, funk, rhythm and blues, country, and hip-hop, leading them to share the stage with a huge variety of international stars, from the Allman Brothers and Black Crows to bluegrass legend Del McCurry and the phenomenal New Orleans-based Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Lead guitarist, vocalist, and band leader Alvin Lee spoke to me by phone during their most recent tour.
Come on. Testify. Why you have the time?
First off, on this whole tradition, this sacred steel gospel music tradition, can you trace it back for me?
Yeah, well, it's a tradition that originated from out of our church. You know, the style, the whole concept with the sacred is that because it came from out of the church, and the steel part is because it's a steel bar that goes with the guitar. That's the feature instrument. So that's why it was called sacred steel. But this tradition has been over like 80 years now in our church. It's more or less kind of featuring the pedal steel or the lap steel guitar. And the Lee Boys, we just grew up in this tradition. My father played. My uncle taught my father. My father taught us. We taught our nephews. So it's been like a generational type of music. And, you know, we decided to take it out of the four walls back in 2000 with my father and my brother, Glenn, died. And that's kind of what got us out now.
Rosie.
I was watching your all's, it was a live performance you all did in a small church. It was a very small but very appreciative audience, and you just killed it. And it seemed like, by the way you introduced yourselves, this audience was one that didn't maybe know your music yet or before you began. And I was wondering what sorts of things go through y'all's mind when you're about to launch into a song for a new audience, say?
Well, actually, you know, we kind of just put ourselves like in a praise and worship mind frame, like what we came from, and we just kind of go from. It's funny, when we first started our career professionally, we started off playing a lot of the folk festivals. The Folk Alliance was real big, getting the Lee Boys' career off, and our first live performance was at Stan Rogers Folk Festival, and we had to be like 2,000 or 3,000 people there. We played with Anna DeFranco, Ruthie Foster, a lot of the folk, Michael Francis. And it was so many people, that was our first performance. So it was just like us performing for the 200 people we do at our church. So I think it's just kind of the tradition that we got. You know, it doesn't really get us nervous. We just, you know, we're in the moment of our, you know, of our music.
It's as if you could have just hit record and you'd be right in the pocket in the studio. What kind of training went into creating that kind of, just I will call it a very confident performance across the board?
Going to church Wednesday, Friday, Sunday morning, and Sunday night, and playing together, because we are a family-based band. You know, we play together so much, and a lot of the stuff we do, you know, we did it so long, and it's like this style of music that we play. When we connect with other musicians, it just happens, you know.
Life is good. Life is hard.
Lee Boys, leader Alvin Lee. He and his brothers and bandmates will perform at the Blue Ridge Music Center on Saturday, October 10th at 4 o'clock. They'll be joined by the North Carolina-based Native American folk rock group Dark Water Rising during the final concert of the BMRC's 2015 performance series. The Blue Ridge Music Center is located on the Parkway at milepost 213 near Galax, Virginia, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.